I'm preaching through Luke's gospel Sunday after Sunday and just rejoicing in the truths about Christ. But so often, he would look across the crowds, and his heart was filled with compassion for them because they were like sheep scattered without a shepherd. And so he exhausted himself teaching these people and healing every disease and sickness, and he cared about their material existence, and he cared about their immaterial existence as well and their immaterial future. I think that that's probably my deepest concern, if I could summarize, about following these cultural commentators and critics and everything that we can find, you know, them scoring some points against some opponents that we might share. But at the end of the day, following those philosophies does not lead to redemption. It doesn't lead to reconciliation with God. It does not answer that most fundamental question, that most perplexing question of human existence. How can I, a guilty and condemned sinner, be right and reconciled with a holy, absolutely holy God?
Mm-hmm.
How can God justify me, the ungodly? How can God justify me and still maintain his holiness, still be counted just? That points us right back to Jesus Christ. Because of Christ, God can be just, you know, punishing every single sin that we ever committed in him, and he can be merciful, being the justifier of the one who puts faith in Jesus Christ. Because again, by faith, it's not us, it's not of our own works. It's what he did, and we are covered in his righteousness. That is the only saving message that the world has. That's the only saving message, and we carry that message. So we have to speak that message to this unbelieving world. You know, I think about that testimony that you read at the very beginning, how profoundly sad a situation so many people are in. They're suffering the effects of the curse in their conscience, in their body, in their relationships. They expect nothing but a future of more decomposition for their body, eventually ending in death. And that's all going to culminate with them standing before the judgment seat of God to give an account of their life. I want to see those people saved, and this is the only message we have for them.
We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.